It's the Reader's Notebook for Friday, April 1st, 2016. In the three-year period from 1884 to 1887, his name appeared in American newspapers more than 1,000 times. His notoriety rivaled that of Jesse and Frank James or Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. So far as is known, he did not rob trains or banks, but he wasn't above burglary, cattle theft, and the occasional murder, although he was never convicted of any crime more serious than carrying a concealed weapon. His name was Craig Tolliver, and he was the leader of his family's faction in Kentucky's own Rowan County War, a bloody feud which ravaged the Moorhead area for 2 years and 10 months in the 1880s, leaving more than 20 persons dead, at least 16 others wounded, the local economy in shambles, and the community's reputation shattered throughout the nation. He was born 165 years ago today on April 1, 1851, in the mountainous area along Elk Creek in what is now Allegheny County, North Carolina. By the time he was 10 years old, his family, which enjoyed a good reputation, had settled on Grassy Creek in Morgan County, Kentucky. There, his father, Hugh Tolliver, farmed and worked timber on more than 1,000 acres of land. In the fall of 1866, when Craig was 15, his father was murdered by thieves during a robbery attempt. Tracking the men proved fruitless, and no one ever stood trial for the crime. By 1870, Craig was the oldest son still living at home, but he tired of farm work and left Kentucky for a time. By 1874, he had married in Hamilton County, Ohio, and although three children were born in the next 6 years, family life did not settle down his reckless spirit. He fell in with a group of ne'er-do-wells in Lockland, Ohio, and by 1880 was implicated as the architect of a plan to rob his own mother-in-law. The affair was bungled, though, and Craig returned to Kentucky, where he kept a low profile, until the death of his younger brother Floyd drew him into what would become Kentucky's bloodiest feud. An Election Day riot on Moorhead's Courthouse Square in 1884 resulted in the death of one Solomon Bradley, and two men were accused, John Martin and Floyd Tolliver, each with strong connections to local politics. Before the matter could go to trial, Martin killed Tolliver in the barroom of a Main Street hotel. After that, Craig's immediate goal was to avenge his brother's death, and in little more than a week, John Martin was dead as well. For the next 2.5 years, Moorhead and Rowan County were in chaos as sporadic killings occurred. During this time, Tolliver gained virtual control of the town, first by securing an appointment as city marshal and later by being elected police judge. All of this allowed him to pursue his aggressive course under the cover of law. Despite repeated efforts at intervention by the state militia, the violence in Moorhead continued until a group of community leaders led by Daniel Boone Logan, a 29-year-old lawyer who had the tacit approval of the governor, recruited a force of more than 100 men who surrounded the town and called Craig Tolliver out on the morning of June 22, 1887. Refusing to surrender, Craig and three of his allies were gunned down near the railroad station, and the Rowan County War came to a sudden end. The reputation of Craig Tolliver as a bold desperado grew with his death, and within weeks, a Louisville saloon claimed to display the actual blood-stained shirt he wore in his last battle. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for April 1st, 2016. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.